From APM, broadcasting live this week from WLRN in Miami. Good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're here in South Florida this week with our Wealth and Poverty Desk to focus on the new American dream as President Obama begins his second term. And we'll start today with a question. Is homeownership still part of the American dream? For answers, we're going to turn to George Perez. He is a billionaire real estate developer who runs The Related Group, and he's without a doubt one of the most powerful people in Miami. I met him in his office and started by asking him, how's business?
Business right now is surprisingly good, and I say surprisingly because the expectations were that the U.S., but particularly Miami, was going to have a much slower rebound in the housing sector. There has been a great oversupply of condominiums in the Miami area, and I think everybody thought that it would be, people mentioning 10 years of, you know, inventory. But Miami, thank goodness, has a very strong international market, particularly from Latin America, that has helped consume that inventory very, very, very rapidly, much faster than anybody anticipated. So we're now building anew.
So that's what it is. It's people coming from outside the U.S. and buying up property. It's not Americans that are moving here and buying it up themselves.
At the beginning, it was almost exclusively people from South America and Europe buying up properties because they saw the great values that Miami had and they had the cash. The United States was still getting over the recession, you know, getting over people losing huge values in their homes. But now, as the economy has rebounded and people are able to sell their homes and prices have gone up, it's getting fairly balanced.
Are we in a new real estate boom?
We are at the beginning of a new real estate boom. You know, there's almost no inventory left. You're seeing new construction. You only see new construction, of course, when there's demand for new product that justifies a profit for new development. So we've seen prices increase substantially in my business, which is the condominium business, all over South Florida, but particularly in Miami.
Are you suspicious of this boom this time? I mean, you lost a lot of money after the last one. Do you approach this one with trepidation?
I would have to be one of the dumbest human beings in the world, and maybe I am, I don't know, not to be suspicious after what we went through a few years back. So yes, I try to control the euphoria. We don't start any job now unless the property is like 80% sold with 40% deposits that are used to build a job. But you know, one thing we learned, you know, is that it doesn't matter what you do to prevent risk, you know, there's always something else that could come up and bite you.
Do you think that home ownership is still something that everyone can aspire to?
Sure. I think everybody can aspire to it. Whether they get to it or not, it's all depend on them, how hard they work, and whether they want to do it. I think that home ownership is not the panacea that it used to be. It was that the great American dream, of course, was to own a house because that's where they put all their equity, they pay their mortgage, and at the end they had all this. Now, does that work for a lot of families? The answer is yes. But a lot of people are making the conscious decision, not the forced decision, of moving into a rental. Why? They don't have to have a down payment. They can move whenever they want to. As a matter of fact, if today I was single and in my 20s, I'd rent.
George Perez of The Related Group, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.